Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
A lot of things happening in the United States. No NBA today. They've cancelled it and they've said they want all their staff and all their fans to go and vote. It is midterm elections. They are well underway. I think the pollsters have the Republicans slightly ahead of most key races. So are the House and the Senate going to turn red? Who better to explain the state of play than our Washington correspondent? It's always a pleasure to say kia ora, Simon Marks. How are you?
Morena, Nathan. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me, what's the latest?
Well, polls opened several hours ago now, about 5 hours ago here on the East Coast, and voting is absolutely underway. Remember that more than 40 million Americans cast their ballots in early voting, because in many states the polls have been open for the last couple of weeks or so. It is possible that we will witness a record turnout for midterm elections today. Normally, these midterm polls only see about 45% of the registered voters turning out. We might see a higher percentage of that today, given the stakes in the election. Certainly the stakes in the election as defined by one President Joe Biden.
Today we face an inflection point, one of those moments that comes around every three or four generations. We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it, preserve or protect it, choose it. And I want you to know, we'll meet this moment.
Promising to meet the moment that has been created by the attack on democracy, voiced and articulated by former President Donald Trump and his conspiracy theory believing supporters, and indeed his conspiracy theory believing candidates, because more than half the Republicans on the national ballot today have embraced Donald Trump's entirely false claims that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. As for the former president, when he appeared at a rally in Ohio last night, he engaged in a bit of a tease.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. We want nothing to detract from the importance of tomorrow.
He booked the string quartet so that we at First Up had to go without it today. But Donald Trump absolutely indicating that he is going to use that speech next Tuesday to announce that he is going to run for the presidency again in 2024, a further effort by the former president of the United States, as he's done throughout this midterm election campaign, really to couch himself as the leader of the opposition in a country where that title formally doesn't exist.
Yeah. So, Simon, I'm thinking here, I guess I've got a three-part question. I'd like to know about the key battle state grounds, but just prior to that, can you tell me, the states that were blue and the states that were red beforehand quite safely, are they becoming more red and more blue?
Well, it depends on the state that you're talking about, but there's no question that it seems pretty likely, for example, that Florida, always a battleground state in midterm and presidential elections, is a bit more Republican than it has been before. Some Democrats argued within the last couple of weeks that the party needed to stop paying very much attention to the Sunshine State so that it could shore up support in other parts of the country. There's going to be a big test today in some of the governor's races that are taking place in states like Georgia and Texas. In Georgia, Stacey Abrams, and in Texas, Beto O'Rourke, two very high-profile younger Democrats, both seem absolutely set to go down to defeat to Republicans there, creating difficulties for their own political viability moving forward. But there are other states where the Democrats believe that they have the edge. And to answer the first question you asked there, we're going to be focusing extensively in the hours ahead on key swing states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, potentially Arizona, potentially Nevada. Those are the states where the outcome of this election in the Senate is going to be decided. The polls all seem to suggest, and I think there's no reason at this point to doubt it, that the Republicans can be confident at least of a narrow majority in the House of Representatives. But remember, the Senate is split 50-50 at the moment. And in some of those key swing states, we're looking at an absolute knife edge in terms of the outcome of this election. And in some states, that may require recounts and possibly even runoff elections in a few weeks' time. So the question you've got to ask is this country, in its brittle political condition, really going to sit back patiently and wait for the outcomes of recounts and runoffs, or is the pot going to begin to boil?
Well, there's going to be two groups of people heading to do an insurrection. That's amazing. We've got about 25 seconds. Tell us, Simon, when will we know the results of these midterm elections?
Well, I think we'll know the results of the House of Representatives. I mean, they won't all be final, but I suspect if you and I talk in 24 hours' time, we might have a good sense of where the House of Representatives is going. The Senate races, though, some of them are definitely, I suspect, going to be too close to call, and that's going to mean real nail-biting days and possibly weeks ahead for President Biden at the White House, because he won't know just how much damage these elections are going to deal him until all of those recounts are over.
Yeah, well, from his hollowed-out bunker in Washington, that is Simon Marks. Thank you very much, sir. The best in the business.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.